Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
It's the 32nd Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th, at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is Cowboys Helping Kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in six great events. Two nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E.
Heber Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have seven high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Doan's, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Peeper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431, or you can email them at jrpeeper@gmail.com to book your seed today. Well, live and feeder issues are set to open moderately lower today, pressured by spillover selling and uninspiring fundamentals. Now, the hog contracts also seem geared to begin on the defensive, thanks to negative momentum and renewed technical selling. While cattle buying interest could take on greater definition today, our guess is that significant country business probably won't occur until tomorrow, more than likely Friday. Asking price is still looking at 120 to 122 in our part of the country. Live and feeder futures likely to open moderately higher, checked by follow-through selling and uncertain cash prospects. Hog buyers are ready to resume work today with basically steady bids. Overall, wholesale pork product values are forecast to move sideways to lower heading into Labor Day and early September. Lean futures should open lower, pressured by follow-through selling and another sharp break in carcass value. Over to the grains, it was another quiet day in the crop markets yesterday, with corn, soybeans, and wheat all closing within a short distance from the previous day's closes. Soybeans lost a few cents but stayed above $10 in the three lead months following another daily export sale to China. Weather turns cooler next week in the Midwest with rain likely. Rain in Louisiana appears to be abating, which may ease flooding there and allow boats to be loaded with grain. Cash corn bids at the Gulf dropped about a dime late last week as rain and flooding disrupted export loadings. The wheat market's in narrowly mixed as focus turns to fall corn and soybean harvest. Spring wheat is moving forward with some quality issues occurring following a season of ill-timed dry weather, rain, and hail. USDA, late on Monday, took 2 points off the crop's good excellent rating to put it at 66%. Corn futures closed firm yesterday, which was enough to close December above its 20-day moving average for the first time since June. USDA late on Monday kept the corn condition unchanged at 74% good to excellent. Soybeans closed a little lower yesterday as markets paused after rising to a three-week high on Monday. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Superior Livestock proudly presents the Bighorn Classic 2016. Live from Sheridan, Wyoming, to be seen on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or SuperiorClickToBid.com, August 23rd to the 26th. Offering 173,000 head of cattle, including 16,000 yearling steers, 11,000 yearling heifers, 40,000 weaning calves, and 100,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Well, at the close, live cattle futures for October down 57 cents, 113.40. December down 87 at 114.25. September feeder cattle down 150 at 145.57. And October down 110 at 142.77. October hogs down 265, 59.85. December was down 157 at 50. 45. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat yesterday down a half cent for September, 411 and a quarter. December was down a half penny at 437 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September up 1.5 yesterday at 423 and a half. December up 1.25 cents at 439 and a half. September corn up a penny at 327 and a half. And December was up a quarter cent yesterday at 337 and a quarter. September soybeans down 4.25 at 1019 and a half. And November down 2 cents at 1007 and a quarter. October cotton up 65 at 68.66. December up 60, 69.20. The September crude oil down 3, 46.55. October down 4, 47.18. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.